Two changes also in the Galway subs. The ruling out of Ollie Canning has meant that Brian Mahoney has joined the Galway matchday panel. He will wear the number 4 jersey, the man returning from the Loughrea club, of course, to the inter-county panel this year. And also, Richie Murray of St. Thomas's is not actually with the Galway panel this afternoon. That's quite understandable after the tragic news, of course, that his clubmate, Barry Burke, who died tragically after that accident midweek. And Richie Murray is not actually part of the Galway panel this afternoon. And his place will be taken there by Alan Cairns, wearing the number 23 jersey.
Well, you mentioned, Sean, you touched on the tragic death and passing of Barry Burke. I know the Kilbeckenty Gold Medal Tournament, the seven-a-side, is off tomorrow, Bank Holiday Monday, because of that. Talk to us a little bit about Barry. It's another shocking tragedy for Galway hurling to try and somehow endure, and for the Burke family, for the St. Thomas's Club. This is a really, really difficult time.
It is. It's an absolute tragedy. I mean, Barry Burke of Skehanna, Peterswell, actually played at midfield, Ollie, in St. Thomas's two opening championship games at senior level this year, where they picked up 3 points out of the four. He was in the middle of the field. And he's a man, and indeed a family, that were absolutely immersed in the GAA. The family, of course, his parents, Colm and Maurice, his brothers, Patrick, Colin and Adrian, his sister, Susan, and, of course, his girlfriend as well, Lorna, who we all think of at this sad time. But Barry Burke was the epitome, I suppose, in many ways, of the club hurler, Ollie, in the sense that this year he made a huge effort to make the St. Thomas's team. And as we know, following the underage scene in particular in Galway here in the last few years, that St. Thomas's are a club that are making great strides, and Barry did his utmost to get onto the team and had done that by getting onto the midfield position and holding down the midfield place. He was a man of great character, a hard-working man, great ability, and also, from just talking to a lot of the St. Thomas's people over the last few days, a lovely mannered man, and also a lovely guy in the sense that he was also involved in underage management with St. Thomas's. And, you know, it's lovely to see that, particularly a lad at 25 years of age. It's not obviously the easiest thing to give your time to train yourself, but he was also willing to help the younger lads develop the skills of hurling. And I suppose the thing, you know, about sport, and particularly, dare I say it, hurling, is that, you know, every weekend there's always a game, and, you know, you always have great rivalries between teams, and, you know, when the ball is thrown in, everyone goes hell for leather, and there's, you know, kind of friendships go out the door. But I think that when something like this happens, and dare I say it, I think there's something, there's a special and unique bond, I think, in the hurling fraternity. And the amount of people outside of the St. Thomas's Club that have been shocked by what actually happened this afternoon, or happened during the week, is frightening. The St. Thomas's Club are absolutely devastated by the happening of this occurrence. I mean, he was working as an electrician. It was an unfortunate work injury where he picked up the head injury during a fall. And I think from the minute the word got back to the St. Thomas's area and his family, there was a pure feeling of shock and dismay at this happening. And I don't think that the St. Thomas's Club or his family will get over this for a long time. It's very hard to put to terms and come to terms with something like this, particularly a young man who, Ollie, only on Tuesday evening actually played a challenge for St. Thomas's. That's how involved he was. And little did we think that 24 hours later he was fighting for his life, a fight that he lost. And you know, it's a very, very sad time. We think of Colm and Maurice in particular, his parents. You know, what do you say in something like this? But again, it's another hardship story, as you say. A lot of stories very similar have affected a lot of the clubs throughout the county, indeed the country, all in the last few years. And I think today and for the next few weeks, I think people will remember Barry Burke and remember his contribution. It was a short life of 25 years, but I think within that 25 years he touched an awful lot of people.
Many thanks, Sean, for those kind words. Really tough time, but as I mentioned, our thoughts are very much with the Burke family and everybody in the St. Thomas's Club.